Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Here they come, yo.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN
97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Asia? How you doing? It's gonna be that kind of day.
It is gonna be one of those days.
They got me in here. They try to make me late, people, but I was on time.
No,
I was early for a black man.
No. Okay.
But
well,
that's how they do. They racist up in here.
I will give him credit. Jerome was here at 12:40 ish today. 12:45. But how are you going to be late to the show and you're in the building?
That's like brother getting fired on his day off, right?
That kind of yeah, that was some Friday stuff you just did. We're literally sitting desk to desk.
I thought we had more time.
Up.
I thought the show started at 1 o'clock. How was I supposed to
it's
know
103.
That y'all doing Tom Coughlin? If you ain't here 5 minutes early, you're late. I got in here at 1. That's what I'm ready to do.
Maybe the clue was when I stood up, put all my stuff in my bag, and walked into the studio, I was like, oh, he's going to be right behind
me. Was somebody heavy sitting over here? Because this seat won't raise back up.
That'd be Joel.
It's all on the floor.
Two chins, Joel.
Are you just not strong enough to lift it? You need daddy to come help you?
The chair is supposed to rise up.
Maybe we'll grab one of those other
ones. The black one, yeah.
Oh, it is the black one. The chair.
I just know it's a little shout.
There's like five others. Yeah, like we'll grab that first one. That'll be better.
No Joel Blank today. Jerome Solomon subbing in here on The Usual Suspects.
Welcome.
And you can reach us the usual ways. 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know their Twitter stuff. You listen to them every day.
At Barry's Funny, at the producer, Nick.
At Jerome Solomon.
Yeah, there you go. Easy enough.
Well, have a good time. How is it, man? How you doing?
S-O-L-O-M-O-N. Not
all
Solomon. O's. Right. All no. O's. Make
all
sure they clarify
O's. Like,
that.
Like King Solomon.
Yes. Mind. What?
It's like, yeah.
You should
like,
do that on like a TV thing. King Solomon's mind.
You know what?
You should totally do that.
How interesting. Interesting you bring that up. I may have to use that.
Yeah, just give me credit. Tell everybody I thought of it.
You use half my jokes now, and I don't get credit for it.
I knew it. Every week, I have to turn in a script to Jerome for the TV show, and then every week, he just obliterates
it. I clean it up.
Is that where this is coming from?
I clean it up. I fix them. I make them funny. You know, I add the little tiny touches that makes it sing.
I hope none of the writers are listening right now. They're going to be angry.
Well, that's their problem. I don't know them jokers. But if y'all haven't caught Barry on the show, on Houston Sports Show, you need to check it out. It is some funny stuff. It's pretty good stuff.
We have a good time. We really do.
The French last week, that
was good.
That played really well.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it. Actually, we just retweeted the part where you played Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. That was entertaining.
Are you going to regret that? I noticed when you tweeted that you said you might regret this down the road.
I might regret
because you try to be a serious professional journalist.
Because I am.
Right. I didn't mean try. You know, that was a poor choice of words.
Indeed. See, that's because you don't try.
That's right. I just, whatever pops into my head comes out of my mouth. There's no filtering. There's no, as long as it's not a cuss word, I say it. So I gotta be better.
Can you raise the mic and the seat? We're gonna have to do all this during the break.
I thought Joel complained a lot. I thought Joel was a bad work wife.
Jerome complains too.
This seat's too low. How do you raise the mic? Is. Look, I can't. What do you mean I'm late? Look, it's only 103.
If y'all are watching over here on the feed, it looks like I'm 5'2".
I mean, you kind of are 5'2",
aren't
you?
I'm taller than you are.
Are you?
Yeah, I would think so.
I didn't realize that.
I'm not as wide.
Oh! But, wow, 106 to get in a fat joke. Okay.
Didn't I go on and on with you the other day?
Yes.
About you're not fat.
You did.
You do this shtick 3 hours a day, and you got people out there thinking you're rotund.
I mean,
you're about the 20th size ranking here at Gal Media.
Well,
you're not even in the top 20.
Man, we work with a lot of fat asses, so that makes it easier to not rank so high. But still,
yeah. I mean, but like, who's number one? Since you named fat asses, really? Why don't you go ahead? Let's go down the list.
I mean,
Just on air personalities.
Oh, okay.
Only on air. Yeah, we're not gonna go into the office. We leave the cubicles out of this.
Boy, I was like, man, don't make me have to start throwing
out. Don't be calling out Todd up in here. I don't want to hear that.
I would never do that on air. Well, geez, I guess you start with the Blitz, and then just
you think
depends.
They're bigger than
John Granato and Lance Erline
and Creighton.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, that's right. You can't go there.
Yeah.
You've been told to stay off the fat man.
You're trying to stir up trouble again? I thought you just meant, 7-7.
You thought I meant the popular shows. Is that what you said?
I did not say that.
How you going to start off in on your coworkers
you
like that, brother?
You already putting words in my mouth.
You got to do better, man. That's why people don't work with you.
7 minutes in and you are already putting words in my mouth.
You call them fat asses. I did not do that.
I mean, I did in the past, but I didn't today.
You mean in the past? What, 2 minutes ago? That's
no.
The past to you?
I'm saying we start with, listen, don't try to get me in trouble. We have squashed that beef. And we have tried to, no pun intended.
Did you squash it or eat it?
Shut up.
Fried that beef. We smoked it, sliced it, put a little sauce on it, and took it out.
Added some potatoes to it. Oh, my God. This is going to be a crazy 3 hours. You know, I almost wore just for you. I have this shirt that I had.
Wear something cute.
I did. I was going to wear something like a little high cut dress with a scoop neck.
I'm so glad you did.
I have this shirt that I had made for me and AJ, just me and AJ. And it says colonizer on the front.
Oh, I like that.
And I was going to wear it just for you, but today is barbershop day. And there was no way I was going into a black barbershop with that shirt on. Because you, I think, would appreciate
what?
It. Because
you should start doing that.
You always
especially
try to,
since you go to a black barbershop in the first place.
They would walk. I would walk in.
You should start coming in with like a KKK shirt on one time.
The hood. Woo, you know, it is hot out there.
Down with the hood,
Take it off. No.
Say, I got hood too. Some shirt
I'm
like
from
that.
The hood. No, that's not. I thought it would be funny because you always try to get me to say racist things on the show. Yes, that's a fact.
You hear this?
Nick, doesn't he
you
try to get this? Me to raise, say
you,
racist
you
things?
Like every that, single show.
You
every
sound like that
show.
High school referee talking about somebody called him and got him to say racist
that's
stuff.
That's what, yeah. Well, that's what you do. No. So I was going to wear the shirt for
nobody
you.
Nobody can make you say racist
but
stuff.
Then I was like, no, I don't, that may not go over well with the barber. I don't think they would get the joke. So I didn't wear it, but I thought about it.
That would have been you probably would have been able to talk about this on the show.
If it was Thursday, yeah, it would have definitely filled up a couple of segments for sure.
Yeah, the when it comes to attire and what people wear, I heard you and AJ was talking about that with somebody who was subbing in with Fred about different races and different color people can wear different things. I don't really subscribe to that.
Oh, no, that's 100% true.
I say I don't.
No white dude can wear a yellow suit. That is strictly for brothers.
Many brothers supposed to be wearing yellow suits either.
But yellow looks good on black dudes. I don't understand that. Yellow isn't a white guy color. We can't wear that color. We look all washed out. It's true. That's 100% fact.
Name one black person that a yellow suit looked good on first.
Steve Harvey.
I don't think I've ever seen Steve wearing a yellow suit.
Gold. I mean, same thing.
But no, that's a white purple thing. Yellow and gold are two different things. We don't have yellow cars. We have gold cars. It's different.
No.
You got a yellow card or you got a gold card?
I got a gold card. That's true. That's 100% right. Fact. I do have a gold.
I got a yellow one, see?
Bus pass. I got a gold card. That's a bus pass, Jerome.
It's a Visa. It don't have an I in it. It's just VSA.
VESA?
Very satisfactory account.
I think that's a fact, though. There's certain colors that I don't look good in that I think you
that,
would
that
look good in
a
vice
versa. I don't think that has to do with race necessarily.
Why not?
I mean, black people get.
Because, like.
So Steph Curry, would he look good in a yellow suit?
Well, he's high yellow already, so. No, probably not. But he's real light skinned. So
a white man calling a black man high
yellow.
He's
high yellow, right? That's what he's. That's what I was always taught it was. Is high yellow, right?
We gotta have another meeting.
Yellow bone. What is the proper term then?
You go. Come on.
Yellow
with some
bone.
More, come on with some more terms you call black folk. Go ahead.
I'm
gonna sit back here.
That's what I learned in high school when there was black dudes that were the same color as me. They called them high yellow.
The usual suspects. All the words you learned to call black folk.
That's it. See. I should have worn my shirt. You say you don't do it.
You going down the list. Red ball, yellow ball, yellow hammer. Come on.
No, I never said yellow hammer. What?
You don't know yellow hammer?
No, I just learned a new one.
That's a new one now for you.
I'm going to Google that right now. Don't even start that.
She got a five-brow fame. She likes it. She can be a yellow hammer.
I'm going to Google yellow hammer right now. Do I have to spell it yellow or yellow?
That a black intelligence joke?
Just asking a question. Oh, look, the Yellow Hammer Fund. I don't think that's what you were talking about, is it? That's a bird. A yellow hammer is a bird.
It's a bird. Okay.
It's a bird.
It's a bird too, huh? 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Obviously, the big news in sports is none news.
Yeah.
It's all talk about what might be happening in the next few days when NBA free agency officially kicks off. It's the conversation just really doesn't do much for me in a lot of ways.
What, speculation?
The speculation often it's based on nothing.
I mean, let's be real.
For the people who are having the conversation and they're actually talking to the teams or the athletes or the general managers or something, the owner, that's different. The people who are just jumping out saying stuff who has no contacts, no connections.
You mean like the Max Kellermans and the Stephen A. Smiths of the world?
No, Stephen A. is talking to people.
Okay.
Max Kellerman, I'm not sure about. I promise you Stephen A. is talking to the people involved. I caught a little bit of him earlier today.
Did you get the Knicks news that he was going to drop? Because I didn't get it. They had it on at the barbershop. I had to leave before they said
it. I caught a portion of him.
What was it?
He said something about the Knicks are not sure about signing Kevin Durant because they don't want him to get paid for a year without playing. So James Dolan is like, hey, you know, we really need to cross up T's and dot our I's on signing this guy. Who won't be able to play for a year. And Stephen A., obviously, who's a lifelong diehard Knicks fan, just went off on Dolan about, you got to be kidding me.
How dumb that is.
Yeah, I mean, because Kevin Durant on one leg in a hospital bed better than anybody on the Knicks.
When you have a chance to sign the best player or second best player or third best player in the NBA, you do that no matter what. No matter what.
Yeah, but then 3 years from now, if Kevin Durant is running around on one leg, averaging 16 points a game and can't play, y'all all be calling James Dolan a moron.
If he didn't
do his homework,
no, I would not. I mean, we've been there in the past when they've made certain signings in this town, and I've said it was the right thing to do, and then when it didn't work out, like
it was
Brock
still
Osweiler,
the right thing to do.
Brock Osweiler at the time, the Texans didn't have a choice.
Oh no, that was dumb at the time.
No, at the time they didn't really have a choice. They had to satisfy the fans. No,
no.
If you remember, the fans were like, "You got to go get a quarterback."
No.
They thought that was the guy. That was the only guy available. That was the best move they could do at the time.
They had
and
to
it
satisfy
didn't work
the
out.
Fans.
Yes, it didn't work out.
You didn't think they were going to sell out all those next games just like they sold
I'm
out
saying,
all them previous games.
You know how self-conscious the Texans are when it comes to their PR and what people think of them and the organization.
Oh, I know. hell yeah, I know.
I knew I could get you.
See, now you trying to play me.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's how it goes. Hey, you know what I don't want you to get played on is not getting your cash back through the Get Upside app. If you haven't downloaded Get Upside to your phone yet, go ahead and do that right now. You're going to love this app because it gets you money back on the stuff you're already spending money on, like gas and like food. If you I've already got money in my account just from filling up. I haven't even used the food portion of it yet, but it's so easy to use. All you do is you claim an offer, and then you use your debit or credit card to pay for that food through the app, upload your receipt, you're done. You're already eating out. You're already filling up your tank. Just the only difference is you got to upload that receipt. That is literally the only difference, and you're getting cash back. Jake Asman, who works down the hall here, said he used the app, used my promo code, got $4 back on his first fill-up. My most recent fill-up, I got $2 back, and that's just without the extra promo code and the extra boost. And by the way, that promo code is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That'll get you extra savings on your first fill-up. Maybe you hit $4 like Jake Asman did. You may not, but it all, you know, your mileage may vary, but you can shop for the best cashback offers in the app. That's the beauty of it. You don't like what's in your area? Check a different area that's close to you, and you can go and get it done right over there. And again, those cashback offers change from day to day, so always check back if you don't like what you see the first time. It's really easy to use. There's no fees. There's no catch. Just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. So go download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back, and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. The big show, as it were, with these little bitty chairs.
The big show.
Why do you get a chair that gets to raise up?
This is the chair that AJ hates, that he wants to throw away, but most everyone
that's
in
the
studio...
Chair in
yeah,
the
exactly. Thank you. I hope he's listening, because he hates this chair so much, and I'm like, bro, this is the only chair where I don't feel like a little kid sitting at the desk.
Yeah, this is not comfortable.
And so he tries to throw it away all the time, but I use it. Granado uses it. Charlie uses it. Yeah, it's most. I think more people here would use this chair than would not use this chair. But he hates it for some reason. I don't know. Maybe because he's not short, he doesn't have to worry about it being 6'2" or whatever.
Yeah, he's a big man.
Yeah, a couple of texts before we get started. This is Demetrius. Oh, this is great. Barry sounds black. Jerome sounds white. There's that. Why did you get quiet? You're sensitive about that?
I'm just listening.
Okay. 10 minutes in,
I'm trying not to get all black up in here, you understand? I'm doing my best. It's only 1 o'clock.
You know, 10 minutes in, we've had fat
Jack
talk.
Daniels kick in.
Uh-oh. I thought I smelled something. 10 minutes in, we've had fat talk and the KKK mentioned. I'm checking Indeed.com to see if y'all's jobs are posted yet. Yep, today's going to be a good show. Jerome is firing on all cylinders, and Alabama is the Yellow Hammer State. Is that a fact?
I never thought of Alabama as the Yellow Hammer State.
No?
That can't be. What is Alabama's official thing? I know their unofficial thing is has something to do with lack of teeth, but I don't know what their official
Yellow Hammer. It might be because that's a bird, the Yellow Hammer, and so maybe the bird is the official bird of Alabama. Look, yeah, there's the Yellow Hammer.
Alabama is known as the Cotton State. You understand what I'm saying?
Is it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about that.
The Yellow Hammer. Oh, is the Alabama state bird.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe it's the state bird.
Okay.
So it's like the armadillo.
This person that bringing some knowledge to the show, see? Not just jokes.
See?
You dogging him.
Nope.
All unnecessary.
Who?
Oh, you didn't want to tell him what you said during the break.
What did I say during the break?
No, I'm not going to say it. Cause
about
I don't
the text line?
About that text with the Yellowhammer, Alabama.
No, I didn't say anything.
You went all over. What was this, Wilmington, Illinois you was talking about?
No, that was you. That was you on Urban Dictionary, my friend.
Yellowhammer, if you look at your teen daughter and think she's doable, you're from Wilmington, Illinois, and you are Yellowhammer.
is that what that is?
I'm just reading what it says.
So you said when you see a hot woman, she's a Yellowhammer. She's fine. But now
I didn't know that. I didn't know it involved relatives.
How many That's yellow hammers one. You been with, Jerome? How many yellow hammers?
That is news to me.
Okay.
This Urban Dictionary is just not quality.
Well, don't look up Red Hammer in the Urban Dictionary.
I'm afraid to.
Yeah, don't do that. That was a shock to me for sure. Because that popped up when I did Yellow Hammer.
But I know I'm not the only one that knows what a yellow hammer is.
Earth just happened.
I mean, you know some black people, but they're a different breed of folk. Because, like, you also, we had this long debate before on here about fine
versus, yeah.
You know, and you didn't know what fine was.
I mean,
you thought fine meant pretty.
We just have a different definition of fine.
No, you just wrong.
Okay.
That's all there is to it. Okay. Fine ain't got nothing to do with being pretty at all and never will. Never has in the history of mankind.
You keep bringing that up.
And never will.
But I feel like you know you're losing that argument. That's why you keep bringing it up.
We're not having that argument again. I was just mentioning that, you know, some of there's some holes in your blackness.
In my blackness?
You can wear a black shirt.
Just to make me black?
Exactly.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm not black, Jerome.
That's what I'm talking
There's
about.
There's no holes in my blackness because I'm white.
You got all these people out there thinking you got some blackness in you. I met the Lady Laminack the other day for the first time.
She's a real
person.
So
she actually does exist. People, I know many of y'all were thinking like I was that, yep, you know, he'd made her up. But no, she's actually
What's the
real.
First thing that Jerome brings up when he sees my wife? You got married in a drive-thru. I was like, really, Jerome? That's the first thing?
I'm trying to celebrate your love.
No.
The wonderful moment, the most beautiful moment of your lives, and you turned it into something tawdry.
No, you turned it into something.
I was like, this is the woman.
This is the woman.
Married in the drive-thru.
That you married.
That's
and you didn't even get the and car I was like, right.
It's
a Ford Fiesta.
Wouldn't somebody.
Focus, not a Fiesta. You called it a Fiesta. It was a Ford Focus.
I'll ask the people out there. Wouldn't you expect that if he married a woman in the drive-thru, that, you know, she looked like the kind of chick who got married in the drive-thru? No, she doesn't. She looks like, you know, a white dress down the aisle in a beautiful church kind of woman.
But did you ask her whose idea it was?
But I don't know what she was on back then.
It was her idea, okay?
I don't know. I don't know if this was pre-rehab or, you know, what was happening in her life at the time.
Never rehab. You know, I have a feeling a lot of people think that this doesn't occur when we're off the air. I assure you that this is just a continuation of Jerome and I hanging out.
But she's come along. She looks wonderful. She's beautiful. She's intelligent.
What do you mean, come a long way?
Clearly, she from the drive-thru.
Listen.
My relationship with her started in the drive-thru, dog. That's all I know is the drive-thru.
Just because she's frugal doesn't make her uglier on crack or any of that stuff.
Frugal, that's the word you want to use?
Frugal.
Frugal.
She doesn't like the pomp and circumstance. She's a very simple woman. She likes simple things, like her man. She likes her man simple. She wants her wedding simple.
When I was young, I appreciated that kind of woman. Who's like, no, we don't need a room. We're just right here in the car. I'm like, frugal. Frugal. I know.
Saved you that 10 bucks.
713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll actually talk some Jimmy Butler when we come back.
ESPN 97.5. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. La, 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 la. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back into the show. Not sure if you guys have seen this or not yet, but David Barron of the Chronicle wrote about the netting at Minute Maid Park, and a couple of teams have decided to extend their netting here in the last week or two.
White Sox being one of them, right?
Right.
Yep.
The little girl who was hit that kind of sparked this latest round of talk about nettings at baseball parks and stadiums, she's still undergoing treatment at Baylor College of Medicine. in the Bluebird Circle Clinic for Pediatric Neurology. She continues to suffer seizures and has an abnormal electrocephalogram reading, so says a spokesperson. So it's she's still going through a lot and has a long way to go, obviously, to get back to full health. We definitely wish her the best. And
yeah.
It really seems like one of those things that should be a no-brainer. I understand why teams didn't have it before. It just wasn't done. But now that we've gotten to even putting up nets anywhere, you might as well extend them out some to make it even more safer.
I mean, I agree to a certain, you know, to a certain extent. And I don't know, like, I was a proponent of, like, what does it matter? There's a net behind home plate. It shouldn't make that big of a difference. But then people had a good point. It's kind of, think of like a chain link fence. If you're directly in front of the fence, you can see right through it. But once you start to get to an angle, it might make it a little more difficult to view the game. So there's got to be some sort of solution. I agree. But I don't know if you run a net all the way down to the foul pole.
Yeah, I don't think it ruins the visual presence of the game once you've done it and sat there, and it takes a little couple of, you know, a few minutes to get used to it, and the next thing you know, you don't even notice that it's there anymore. You know,
I would tend to agree with that.
It's sort of like what the late comedian Dick Gregory said once. I was in Kansas City with him at something, and this was when the seatbelt laws were going around and stretching from state to state, and states were adding them, and so there's a lot of debate about that. And one of the things that people would say about being forced to wear seatbelts was, well, it wrinkles my shirt. And Dick Gregory, great thought person and comedian, mm-hmm. and writer and author and many other things, said, your dumbass flying through a windshield might wrinkle your shirt too, won't it?
That is a fact. Like,
that's a valid point there, Mr. Gregory.
You got a really point. You get run over by your own car.
Right. Yeah. So you're getting drilled by a line drive, you'd rather take the chance on not having a net there because it might.
No, but
make
here's,
it
here's
not as clear as HD TV and watching a game.
But maybe have some rules about kids being a certain distance to home plate if there are no nets, right? I mean,
then we're just getting into so many rules. Like, do we really need a rule? Say this section is for adults only. And the thing is,
yeah.
It's not even just about kids. I mean, it happened to be a kid, but. It's baseball. Who's paying attention that closely to every pitch at all times?
If you sit down those foul lines, you've sat down those foul lines, right?
No, I ain't crazy.
I've sat down there, and I told my wife, "Don't talk to me. I'm not. We're watching this game.
I don't want to sit in the hot spot. I don't mind sitting on the baseline, but I need to be up a little bit so I can. But like right down there where you can really get tagged.
What about plexiglass? What about hockey style? I mean, there's got to be like a shatterproof glass that could be put up.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that as much. I would think that's worse than the net.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then you get glare. Then y'all got.
I mean, they have anti-glare film you can put on.
We got President Trump.
What the hell does that have to do with it?
Who you gonna get to go there and shine the glass and wipe the glass and put up the wall all the time?
Building a wall? But what else it cuts down on is it would cut down on fans jumping into like they did with Cody Bellinger, that crazy lady.
No, won't they just jump over the wall?
No, not if you put it up high enough. You ain't putting up a 1 foot plexiglass. That
how big
no
a
good.
Wall you building, Trump?
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you dare do it.
What? You don't think people can climb the wall?
Not if you build it high enough. All you need is like a
what
4 foot.
What is this, Game of Thrones?
The ice wall.
No.
I think that might be, but especially the further
the one
down the line
about the visual effect.
It's
don't
clear.
You think glass?
No, you put anti-glare on it. You're fine.
It's clear if you're looking straight through it, but if you're looking at an angle, it's not clear. Have you ever looked out of a window?
Yes, Jerome.
You wear glasses.
I know.
Your glasses fog up sometimes.
Bro,
there's air conditioning in Minute Maid.
I am looking out the window
through my glasses and can see a building across the way at an angle. That's how windows and glasses work. But it's clear. You see right through it.
But not at, always at an angle, and not when it's got dirt and dust coming up off the ground.
Well, damn, you don't think they're going to clean the glass once they put it in?
They're going to clean it between innings?
They clean the stadium? Why wouldn't they not clean it?
No, that's after the game.
How dirty do you think a piece of glass would get in one inning? What is this? This is a NASCAR where you need a pit crew to come through, wiping it down, tearing sheets off the windshield.
How can you think a glass is better than a net?
Because there's less obstruction with a
Why
piece of glass.
Why are we arguing this?
I don't know. It's stupid. Let's move on. This is a dumbass argument.
Nick, you could have stopped that. You totally could have said, you
where
said,
are y'all going
guys,
with this?
This is too stupid. Keep going.
I just wanted to let it progress.
Oh, you just were trying to run Jerome's one day to be on the suspects.
Hey, I caught it. It only took me 3 minutes and 22 seconds, but I was like, okay, that's
enough.
Because
I'm like, well, I guess he wants to argue about
this. Because
you're
just wrong about that, and we need to move on.
I was like, well, I guess we're arguing about this for a whole segment now. I'm not going to back off now. No way. Yeah, it does suck, though. It's sad to hear that she's still struggling, and I mean, it'll be interesting to see. The White Sox are maybe going to be the guinea pig for the rest of baseball to see how it goes. And, you know, is it effective? And does it cause an issue for the fans or for the players? Because that was the other big argument that was brought up is, well, now you don't get those plays where players, you know, catch the ball at the wall in the stands and spill over into it on the foul lines from first base and third base and so forth. Like that Jeter catch a while back. Remember, that was one of those ones where he tumbled into the stands but made the catch. And you're not going to get those now with a net.
Oh, wow. But you remember when they call, you know what they call that Jeter catch?
What?
Catch of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're saying it's not going to happen again?
Miss one whole catch out of our lifetime. We'd be sitting here going, man, if only we'd have got a Derek Jeter catch in the stands once, our lives would be so much better.
Every foul ball, you're going to say that. You're going to be like, damn it, that could have been a Jeter catch.
That could have been a Jeter.
There it goes. There goes a once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the driving concern. I don't think that's the big issue.
No?
No, not at all. And I've also seen the complaint about, you know, getting autographs from players before and after the games. Well, they lower the net after the games. I don't know if you saw Albert Pujols last week went up to a special needs kid and took his jersey off and signed it.
I didn't see that, but that sounds like something he would do.
That was in a place with a full net down there. And they just let it down after the game. It's not a big deal. I think safety should trump all of that. Speaking of Trump, did you see the little back and forth with Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. women's team?
I did not.
Do you have that audio? Nick, did you have that from yesterday, maybe? Or today, the Megan Rapinoe? There's a radio show going on, Nick. How you doing? How you doing, brother?
Oh,
I got to finish my Way Back Wednesday list.
Man. See?
You're in the middle of the show working on your own little mixtape?
Yeah. I got two more songs to go.
See?
But I was asking, did you have the Megan Rapinoe audio from yesterday or the day before?
With Trump?
I do not, but I can get it for you.
No, it's not vital. She was asked about going to the White House if they won the
World Cup.
World Cup. Mm-hmm. And she's no.
She didn't use those words. Oh, really?
But she used some other words.
Did she curse when she said it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Most definitely. She's not going to the blanking White House if we win.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, the president was not pleased when he heard that.
Of course not.
So he tweeted out. He said, he tweeted at the wrong person.
Oh, no.
A different
what?
Megan. Wrong Rapinoe. But anyway, he said he quoted her, said she said she's not going to the effing White House if we win. And he goes, other than the NBA, which now refuses to call owners, please explain that. I just got criminal justice reform passed. Black unemployment is at its lowest level. Just, you know, that has a lot to do with the NBA.
What does that have to do with the women's soccer?
And the poverty index is at its also best number ever. Leagues and teams love coming to the White House. I'm a big fan of the American team and women's soccer, but Megan should win first before she talks. Finish the job. We haven't yet. And he said he invited Megan in the team. He said, but I haven't invited them yet, but he's going to invite the team, win or lose. She should never disrespect our country, the White House, or our flag, especially since so much has been done for her and her team.
What team? Team yeah. USA?
The women's team that's being underpaid, that's making more money than the men's team.
Well, so they're much making has more been money?
Done for their team. Yes, they do. They brought in more revenue than the men's team.
Oh, I thought you meant they're being paid more money than the men. I was going to say,
they're
not
being
paid
more. No, they're way underpaid, particularly for what they bring. And she's not a fan.
Well, I got to say this, though. In the realm of Trump tweets, that was pretty tame. That was pretty. He actually, I feel like Trump, in some regard, took the high road in that one for Trump. Because normally he's like, well, you're stupid and you're ugly.
You're not my type.
You're not my type. And I don't even want you at the White House anyways because I wasn't going to invite you because you're women and you don't play soccer. You should be in the kitchen.
Yeah, but
that would be a Trump tweet.
Right, but this was at like 9:30 in the morning.
Oh.
So wait till tomorrow night.
Give him a minute to think about
it. By 4 a.m., yeah. When he drunk, is this drunk tweets in the middle of the night that are the classic.
You really think Trump drunk tweets?
You drunk tweet?
Yeah, that's true.
Most people who tweet drunk tweet
sometimes
at some point.
I have to delete some. Boy. Like, oh.
You catch it. You post it and you go, oh, man. Let me get that out here before
you know
somebody
what?
Sees
I talked about inventing a breathalyzer for your phone, and that's what it should be for. When you try to open the Twitter or text app, you have to, if you blow a .08, it doesn't open. It's like, nope, you got to wait till the morning. That's what it should
wow.
do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
huh? We can make some money off of that.
Tell my wife that. I thought of this like 9 years ago, and she said I was stupid.
Well, you are stupid, but okay. What does that have to do with this being a potential money-making idea? Let's not confuse the two.
I hate you so much. Why? How did I get stuck with Jerome today?
Are we going to do Jimmy Butler? Are we going to get on some Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy Butler next.
Come back?
Let's do it.
Next up on The Usual Suspect, some actual sports.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5. Prescription.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Not right now. Until you get home to do that. What is your laptop resting on, Jerome? Jerome said he wants to try Blue Chew.
Oh,
BlueChew.com chewable and see if it do what it do. I said, not right now, you're not. I don't think so.
Oh, man.
You wait till you get home and try that.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Text us there as well. You're certainly welcome to join in on the conversation. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. Fred and AJ. Fred's back in town.
Yeah, man.
Hit the ground running with a fascinating show on the Blitz coming up right after us.
April Robertson on Twitter said, who is that hosting with you? I missed the first couple of minutes. Can't see the live feed. Whoever it is, I'm laughing at y'all's banner. Keep it up, boys. Hashtag my favorite show. It's Jerome Solomon.
Why, thank you.
Indeed. A.K.A. King Solomon from the Houston Chronicle. From formerly of ESPN 97.5's The Rush
mm-hmm.
with Dave Tepper. By the way, we get texts when we start talking about the nostalgia of the station, you know, because the history of Gal Media and this station goes back to 1560, but it also goes back to when Calvin Murphy was on the air and you and Dave, and you guys get a lot of love when the Rush comes up. You were very popular.
When you think about it, I mean, I appreciate that and it was fun, but it was so different than what was generally being done around here. But bigger picture, there was no ESPN 97.5 or 97.5 was a whole different...
It was owned by...
It was playing something else, and it was a Cumulus station.
Oh.
And they decided to go sports. And so they just had just one local show. And that was me and Jorge Vargas.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And so we did an afternoon show.
So you were the original E at 97.5?
Yeah. That was the one I was talking about in my column about Max Edison.
Oh, okay.
That day before that show aired, he called me up to tell me how to do radio because I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like,
you need to practice this and that. Write this down. Write that down. And gave me all kinds of pointers.
Oh, that's great.
You know, a whole lot less horrible than it, you know, every first show is
awful.
Generally pretty bad.
Yeah.
Particularly if you've never done radio before.
True.
So both of us, Jorge and I, had never done radio before. Barely knew each other.
So they just say, hey, we'll just get two columnists. They can do radio. It's easy.
Well, no, Jorge was the TV guy.
Oh, that's right.
That's even worse.
That's true.
You know, TV guys don't know nothing.
No, they don't.
Some of my best friends are know-nothing TV guys, so they don't take it personal. They know they don't know anything.
I feel like it's easier to go, like, radio to TV than TV to radio. Would you agree?
No, they're so different. I think.
But I mean, I haven't come the other way back from TV to radio, but I've gone the other way thanks to you giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, but you're not particularly good at TV.
Oh, well, so that's really. Hey, okay. So, Jimmy Butler.
Yes, you
I gotta go.
You are on TV, but let's not get it all. You know, you're like, see, I've made the transition to television now.
I mean, I've been doing this since March. I feel like that's enough. That's
a long boy. Your TV career has been outstanding.
So let me get this straight.
You know,
3 minutes a week. A week, not a day. 3 minutes a week for what?
I've done almost an hour of TV.
I've done 36 minutes. I've done 12 episodes. You don't feel like I'm good at this yet? Boy, it sounds ridiculous now that you mentioned it.
You got your SAG card yet? What's the hold up, dog?
I should have got that from my appearance in the Selena movie.
I know you got an Emmy nomination coming.
I can't believe I haven't won anything yet. This is ridiculous.
One week you were on like 3.5 minutes. It was beautiful.
I know.
Actually, 1 week. I don't know what happened.
I got four minutes out of y'all.
Like 8 minutes of the man on the street at the Astros.
That's true.
That's what I mean. We need to post this. We need to find who this woman was. Remember we sent Barry out to Minute Maid to talk to some fans outside the stadium. There was this young lady and her girlfriends because she was, it was a bachelorette party. She was a little toasted.
A little?
Yeah, she's little, but she was fun.
She was a lot of fun.
We didn't use that much of it, but we got it. So we need to put it up and see if we can find her and see if she's divorced yet.
We do need to find out who it is.
How the wedding turned out.
Yeah.
Because she, what was it? She wanted to do a couple of Astros, too. She was willing to get rid of her man for a guy.
Was it Bregman or somebody?
Yeah, I think she wanted a little Bregman.
She was hot for Bregman. Yeah.
Is that the norm out there, ladies? Are y'all just
Bregman?
I feel like it's Mariznick. You know?
I feel like it's Mariznick.
That's how you
one.
Feel?
No, I feel like the women. You know what? I hate you so much.
It's the hair, isn't it?
No. Gets my yellow hammer going. I feel like the ladies like Jake Mariznick first.
I almost said something that really would have been horrible.
See? You almost got racist, didn't you?
No, it was personal.
It would have been bad.
I spent too much time in that clubhouse.
Did you?
No.
Oh, no. Now you got to tell us.
No. Let's move away.
Oh,
from,
you want to go Jimmy Butler now? You want to do Jimmy Butler now?
No, we'll stay there, but let's move away from the Astros clubhouse too. When I covered the Patriots, there was an offensive lineman who was a flasher, and there's just no other way of putting it.
Really? So he liked to expose himself.
Yeah, because like the Patriots are notorious in that they don't do a lot of media. They don't do a lot of interviews, and their interviews are usually pretty bad. They're just basic, you know, cliched or repeating whatever Belichick told them to say.
Kind of like the Texans.
Yeah, Texans are worse.
Oh, really?
They're not winning. But the when the media gets ready to go into the locker room, the PR people will go into the locker room first and say, okay, media's on the way in. They'll be here for 45 minutes. And the Patriots players would just leave. Most of them would just leave, unless the guy wanted to do an interview. Well, every day we walked in there, one of the dudes, this offensive lineman, he'd come out naked. Completely naked. Not coming out of the shower, not like, oh, I'm sorry you caught me. No, he just, I'm here. I'm here.
What?
Every time. It couldn't have been an accident because it was every time.
Now.
You know?
Of
and
course.
I was like, he just.
Listen.
He's trying to be seen.
If you're blessed.
Well,
show it off.
I wouldn't know. But I didn't think he was. I don't think
what
he
do you
was.
What do you mean you wouldn't know? Was he that fat that you couldn't see it?
He's a big dude. I don't think he's particularly blessed. He's not like.
No, you can say it. I'm not going to make fun of you.
I don't think he's particularly blessed.
No?
He just wanted to be naked. I don't think it was about, come look at my hot bod, because he's a fat
No,
dude,
not the bod. Know? I'm talking about just his penis.
No, he didn't slap it out there on the stool or something.
He didn't do helicopter while y'all walking.
No, there was none of that. He was just
he didn't
naked.
Just break out a limbo contest.
No, he just standing there naked or sitting there naked, whatever the case.
I have a theory that most dudes aren't going to do that unless they're blessed.
No, that's not what streaking is about. People that streak. It's not
there's
because
dudes out there streaking
out.
With small penises.
They're all there's, white.
Nope, that is true. I don't think I've ever seen a black streaker.
Do the math.
That's a fact. You know, now that you say it, I've never seen anything except a white streaker. That is the whitest activity of all activities is streaking.
We'll know that will change when the streaker gets shot.
Wow.
Then we'll go, must have been a brother.
Wow.
And he was probably blessed.
But who goes streaking with a small penis? That's not something that...
That's not what it's about, I'm assuming. I don't
really?
Know. I'm not...
Because I have the same...
I like to wear clothes unless I'm involved in some,
listen,
you know,
if
clothing-free activity.
If I was blessed...
Listen,
if I was blessed, I might show up sometimes with... like, oops, my sweatpants came untied.
You'd be surprised how you feel
really?
when you're blessed like that.
I wouldn't know.
I
wouldn't know.
It's not like that for us. It's not like that for every man.
Oh my
you know,
God.
You've got more
Get
than
out
that.
Of
you know?
Get out of here.
Walk around. Here you go.
I would.
You know,
because my same theory
like,
about.
Do you think billionaires walk around and just slap some money on the table just
yes.
to show you they have cash?
Yes.
No,
yes.
They do not.
That's why they drive fancy cars and yachts. That's the equivalent of pulling your penis out. That is the billionaire equivalent of pulling out your penis.
No, it's not.
Boating on a yacht, your private plane.
No.
Yes,
no.
Absolutely it is.
You know, you can't pull
your
out,
money
you
hang.
Can't pull out your yacht.
You're letting your money hang. And you're letting your money hang. I'm telling you.
You rub on this.
Oops, did my yacht rub up against you? Oops.
It's so big. I can't just put it anywhere up in here.
I get it.
It's not my fault. It's too big for the little goon. No, that's not the same at all.
Because that's my theory on D-picks. No dude with a small penis sends a D-pick.
That's just not true.
So
you didn't see the Brett Favre, huh?
No, I didn't. Really?
It was hard to see.
Damn. Well, there goes that theory. I stand corrected.
You've said that you're not, and we're going to go to a break here in a second, but you've never sent a D-pick?
No.
Really?
Never. Nope. Not happening. By the way, Lauren
the more, the more time you keep saying no, the less I believe you. You were good at one.
I just really wanted to yellow hammer the point home.
So you send them to Cousins Only. We'll be back in a minute.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.